Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our coverage as we go through the now public Richard Allen prison call false confessions. These are the things that they heard in court, and no one else was allowed to hear on the outside. Probably because if everybody heard it on the outside back then, you might have had a problem. But now that you've got Richard Allen locked up, dangerous old Richard Allen, the dad with no criminal history and seemed like a very gentle CVS pharmacy tech, has a 28-year-old daughter. Good relationship. No real enemies in the community. He just went out for a nice hike one day and decided, you know what? I'm going to go kill those two teenagers right there. That seems very much in character with me. And then just goes back home. Like nothing happened. That's the story that he was convicted on. Why? Because they found a single bullet. They set out at the scene. Again, and I stress this point because there's two thoughts on this that I have now. You had like 40-some people out there trampling around the scene, all with guns. After that, they find a stray bullet. And it must belong to Richard Allen's. So this thing sits in evidence for 5-6 years. And they have nothing to connect it to. And then they start really trying to railroad Richard Allen. I wonder if they looked up what type of guns were registered to various people in the community and found that type, and they knew that that bullet would fit that type. And somehow they landed on Richard Allen. So they knew they would get into that house and get that gun. And maybe take that bullet out of evidence and rack it through that gun. That bullet back in evidence. And then go, oh, look. Look, let's cycle one through this one, a different bullet. Oh, it's the same as the evidence bullet. Oh, you mean the one you just racked through there? Now, I'm not saying they did that. I'm just saying maybe they did that. I don't know. It's an allegation based on nothing at all other than connecting dots in certain ways. And you could connect the dots the other ways too and say that that's completely insane. I understand. But this guy's not guilty. And were they that complex in their thinking to do that? I don't know. They don't seem like the brightest bulbs. Let's keep listening.
Tony?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, babe. Yeah, babe.
What's going on?
I just wanted to apologize to you.
What's going on, sweetheart?
I did it.
You did
no,
what?
I did it.
What?
I killed Abby and Libby.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, Darren.
Yes, I did.
Don't say
I don't know why.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, Darren. You're not feeling well. There's mm-hmm. something wrong. They've messed up your meds or something there.
No, I mean, I evidently did it.
No, you didn't. Why would you say that?
Because maybe I did.
No, you didn't, dear.
I think I did.
No, you didn't. They are screwing with you there, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. There's something wrong. They are messing with you. They are messing with your mind.
Did Dad tell you I called?
Yeah.
What did I say to him?
I don't know. I talked to your mom, but she called me in, and we're just worried about you because there's something's not right.
Is there a way to talk to Dad?
No, honey, I'm not with them right now. And there's something wrong. They're screwing with you there.
What did I say to Dad?
They have done something to your food, or they've done something to your meds. There's something wrong. Don't you ever say you did anything, because I know you didn't.
I think I did.
No, you didn't. Why would you say that?
Because I think I did.
No, you didn't. You know you didn't.
I wish I could say I didn't. I don't know.
You don't know. See, exactly. There's something wrong. They're screwing with you. They're trying to get you to say things. They're trying to mess with your mind.
You know, I deserve it, I guess.
There's something wrong. No, you don't.
I just wish they would give me or let me apologize to the families at least.
Dear. Don't talk anymore. Just don't talk anymore. Okay?
How long should I wait?
Don't talk anymore. I need to get a hold of somebody there.
Thank you for using GTL.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
I am.
Hi, honey.
Let's just pause for a second there and just talk about that first call. What did you guys hear? What was your take on it? Tell me in the comments. I heard a guy that is starting to break or has been already broken. Not too far gone. It's like the vase that's tipped over and it kind of shattered a little bit and now it's rolling towards the edge of the table. We're not quite off the table yet. You know, if it just keeps rolling by itself, it's going to break apart into bigger pieces. But if it reaches that edge and it falls down and crashes, you got a lot more pieces, a lot more damage. How far does Richard Allen get? I am listening to all this with you at the same time for the first time. So I'm giving you my reactions and wanting to see yours too. This, by the way, is Belle. She's our studio dog. Belle, I'm trying to come up with it. Like, I call her Baby Belle. Because she's only 6 months old, and there's the cheese Baby Belle and Baby Belle's Bible Bonkers. If you watch Righteous Gemstones, you get that reference. Like Belle, the true crime dog. It's Baby Belle. Maybe just Baby Belle. Should we just have Baby Belle? We should get you like your own like Instagram page or something. Or we'll just put a lot more of you up on ours. It'll be the most views ever, I can guarantee, with this dog. But I thought, she's in here all the time in the studio. And usually over there, and comes over here, and, you know, dogs, you know, get up on your leg and start humping. No, I'm kidding. That's not part of it. No, just, you know, hey, pick me up. And I thought, why don't I just give Belle a chair? Because I enjoy hanging out with Belle, being able to pet her. And I hope you guys enjoy seeing her on camera more, because I think we're going to have you up a lot more. You good? You excited for your podcast YouTube debut? She's a great dog. All right. So, and it's also a nice little relief when this stuff gets too dark. Just look, we have a puppy on camera. Emergency relief puppy. Okay. Deep breath. Let's go into more of the calls.
How are you?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, baby.
Oh. You doing okay, hon?
Oh, I might be now.
Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to be meeting Brad here at a gas station to sign something, so I didn't know what that was about. But are they going to move you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm losing my mind, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No. So they allowed you to call, or have you been able to and just couldn't?
Oh, great. This is the part where it gets weird.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, hon?
I don't know. I just think maybe I've lost my mind.
Oh, no, honey. We've all lost our minds at this point.
So so I can trust Brad and Andy then?
Yes, you can, sweetheart. Yes. Let's not talk about anything that we don't need to, but no, there are lawyers, honey. There are lawyers.
Well, I need to tell you something anyway.
Okay. Are you sure you want to talk to me over the phone?
I think I have to.
Okay.
Listen how mechanical he's sounding.
I need you to know that I did this.
What? No. No, you didn't, dear.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
There's no way. There's no way, dear.
Love me.
Dear, there's no way. Okay.
I hope you still love me.
I always will go love you, honey, but no, you have not done anything. And I think you are not well. So you don't need to be saying you did something you didn't do.
Well, hon, this is the first time I've been able to talk to you, and I've been trying forever.
Were you just not allowed to call me, or?
I don't know what's going on, hon.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to lose my mind now, though.
Well, don't.
I'm There's something going on with this call.
I've been asking for personal visitation, and that's not going through. And
I know.
Then it's taken me. Feels like it's taken me forever.
You have 1 minute remaining.
It's okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to be at peace with things.
Honey.
And I had a dream that I needed to let you go, and I didn't know how to let you go, and...
Well, then you're dreaming stuff again, okay? That's all it is. You don't be talking about anything on the phone negative like that, okay?
But I have to let you know that I did it, hon.
Dear, no, you didn't. There's no way. There's no way.
Thank you for using GTL.
Okay. First time hearing that. Maybe I'm crazy. It sounded a lot to me like a soundboard. What a soundboard essentially is a rack of buttons. I actually have one right in front of me right now. And then each button, you can just press it. And each one of those things can say anything. You can put words on there. You can put statements on there. A lot of people know what I'm talking about. But depending on if you're putting statements on there, they don't always sound necessarily in context. They sound very, you know, different tones. Unless you want to get everything very monotone. Unless you really drug somebody up and brought in a recorder. I mean, we're talking, this is 2023, so this is not a crazy prospect, or just an iPhone. Say this, repeat after me. Then you make the call to the wife. Because there wasn't a lot of interaction there. It was a lot of him just kind of monotonely speaking and her reacting. And sometimes he would just completely talk over her. But not as if trying to talk over her, just it's like a recording. I want to listen to that one a little bit more. Shall we?
Doing okay, hon?
Oh, I might be now.
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to be meeting Brad here at a gas station to sign something, so I didn't know what that was about. But are they going to move you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm losing my mind, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no. No. So they allowed you to call, or have you been able to and just couldn't?
Great. This is the part where it gets weird.
There was a huge pause there. No response to what she's saying. I don't know. It's that, or he's sitting there and so drugged up. And they're like, read, read. And they're trying to, I don't know. Or he's just that out of it too, which could completely be the answer as well. They could probably, we'll tell more by listening to more of the calls and being able to tell how this deterioration, if it continues, swings or whatever.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, hon?
I don't know. I just think maybe I've lost my mind.
Oh. No, honey. We've all lost our minds at this point.
So Brad and so I can trust Brad and Andy then?
Yes, you can, sweetheart. Yes. Let's not talk about anything that we don't need to, but no, there are lawyers, honey. There are lawyers.
Well, I need to tell you something anyway.
Okay. Are you sure you want to talk to me over the phone?
I think I have to.
Okay.
I need you to know that I did this.
What? No. No, you didn't, dear.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
There's no way. There's no way, dear.
Love me.
Dear, there's no way. Okay.
I hope you still love me.
It's like the same.
I always love you, honey, but no. You have not done anything.
Again, it could just be...
And I think you are not well.
That he's so out of it.
So you don't need to be saying you did something you didn't do.
Well, hon, this is the first time I've been able to talk to you, and I've been trying forever.
Were you just not allowed to call me, or...?
I don't know what's going on, hon.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to lose my mind now, though.
Don't. I'm supposed to be meeting Brad here for some reason, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that.
I've been asking for personal visitation, and that's not going through. And
I know.
Then it's taken me. Feels like it's taken me forever.
You have 1 minute remaining.
It's okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to be at peace with things.
Honey.
And I had a dream that I needed to let you go, and I didn't know how to let you go, and...
Well, then you're dreaming stuff again. Okay? That's all it is. You don't be talking about anything on the phone negative like that. Okay?
But I have to let you know that I did it, hon.
Dear, no, you didn't. There's no way. There's no way. Thank you for using.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Listening to it again, I don't know that it was necessarily a soundboard or something. Again, I'm not very conspiracy theorist-like, but I think he was just that far out of it and was probably told, this is what you have to talk to your wife about. I do wonder if there was someone right next to him, though. Like, let him speak a little bit of stuff and then talk about that. You know, Kep, I have to let you know I did it. Say that. Or he might have just been saying it, because he already said earlier on that he, if he loses his mind, he will do whatever he needs to do to save them. There's that part of the equation too. I will say whatever I need to say to save you. Sacrifice myself for you. He said he would do it. You start losing your mind, you might go down that road. I think that's probably what was happening. We got more calls to get through here. Credit to Crime Circus Cult on YouTube. They're the ones that have brought the audio of this to the world. So, yeah. What do you think? Tell us in the comments. And please press subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts or watching us on YouTube so you don't miss any of our videos. We're going to keep it rolling. And yes, Belle, the crime dog right here, is going to, of course, stay with us for our next segment. She's going to be commenting on the psychological factors that are playing into each call in dog telepathically. Straight into your eyes. You have to just stare at her in the screen. Okay, not really, but she'll look cute and she'll be there when we need to look at something cute because this stuff gets pretty damn dark. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.